You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I want to break up with my boyfriend, but I don't know how, and I don't want to be alone. Help, part one. Let's get into it.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
All right, let's do it.
And the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
It's over, guys. It's over.
The show?
Really?
No, us. Oh. We're over.
Why is that?
Because we're contractually obligated to do a half hour with the show.
It's not you, Glenn. It's me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That seems probably true.
Yeah.
It's getting very meta and awkward as we started the show here. That's because we're answering questions that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write your questions. This week's question says, I want to break up with my boyfriend, but I don't know how, and I don't want to be alone. Help? I always like to put the intonation I think
that's
good. It in with. Help. So, Glenn, help?
Yeah, for sure. I think, first and foremost, let's say that we're proud of you for recognizing that something needs to change.
I mean, yeah.
In a certain way, that's kind of the hardest part. I mean, there's that long, drawn-out process of, maybe not. Is it just me? This is kind of driving me crazy.
Maybe this will just be my life for the next 60 years. That'll be fine.
Yeah. And you kind of, it's a beautiful thing when you reach that moment where you say, nope, things have to change. So we're proud of you. We want to celebrate that before we move on and get into these other details, because that's a big step and a healthy one for you.
It really is. And Jed, maybe we can pick up there, because one of the things inherent in what Glenn's talking about there is that idea of, okay, things have hit a point where they need to change. There's an optimism there and a dedication to things getting better that's really laudable.
It really is. It really is. Things get better in our lives when we take steps to make them be better. The idea of probably I'll do nothing and things will just improve. That basically never, ever works. Things improve when we improve them. And so, you know, when you say, when you recognize there's something that needs to change and you decide I'm going to do something to change it, that's a really big deal. You know, I mean, the truth is that most people hide from the changes they need to make. They just, they make excuses and they distract themselves and say, oh, it's, you know, it's not so bad. I mean, you know, lots of people have awful lives that they totally hate. So it's probably fine for me to have that too. And consequently, that causes huge, huge, huge problems in their lives. The truth is that there is amazing stuff that waits on the other side of making changes. Even when we don't know exactly how to make those changes, even when we're not sure what the details are, when we're in a place where we say, what I'm on right now is not working and I want to change it, there's great stuff on the other side of that. So it's really, really good. The question that we want to get into is that really practical element of how do we get to all that great stuff? You know, the journey of 1,000 miles really does begin with a single step, but at some point we need step two. And that's what we want to look at now is how do we keep going on this and keep that good momentum that you've already got?
That's a really great point. Inherent in the question, the person wrote in says, you know, I don't want to be alone. That's an important thing. That's something we understand. That's something we can all relate to. You're probably, what you mean by that is I don't want to be lonely.
Yeah.
And that super makes sense because that's a crappy feeling. But as Jed is saying here, there is some discomfort with being alone, with letting go of something that, even though it's not working for you, is familiar. And the fact that you're willing to push through that little bit of discomfort to get to all that great stuff that's on the other side says a lot about your character, a lot about the kind of person you are, and we want to celebrate that and give you some more advice when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. Here on The Bridge Loud, my name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm just not feeling it anymore.
Okay.
Is the magic gone?
We're just not connecting anymore.
That's definitely true. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
What other radio show are you seeing, Glenn?
she understands me, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. Probably she laughs at your jokes.
Glenn's clearly been cheating on us with Delilah. That's definitely a thing that's happening. We're going to push through that and continue to answer a question that came to thebridgelab@gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to break up with my boyfriend, but I don't know how and don't want to be alone. help. So, Glenn, we close out that last segment with Jed giving us the idea of there's a lot of good stuff that comes on the side of making a change, even if it's sometimes an unpleasant change. So how do we start looking towards that to push to the other side of these things?
Well, yeah, you were talking about loneliness, and loneliness is a funny thing. I think we tend to think that if I'm lonely, I just need to be around other people, and that'll cure that loneliness. The truth is, we can feel alone in a crowd as much as we can with being by ourselves, and we can feel really alone within a relationship, especially if we're not having a real deep and intimate connection with that other person.
Yeah.
We're going to talk later on about how to have a relationship that gives you that deeper, more intimate connection. But it's about recognizing that just because you're in that dating relationship, it doesn't automatically mean that you're out from underneath a lonely situation. And you may be feeling lonely and just not being able to call it that or think of it as that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're already experiencing that, what is holding you back from ending that unhealthy relationship if you're already alone?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And Jed, I think Glenn gives us something very important there, that part of what has led to the point of this, we got to break out this current situation, is as he's pointing out that idea of there's something that's not happening here that should.
Yeah.
I think there are plenty of people, maybe particularly younger people who don't have a lot of experience, who would think, if I am in a dating relationship, then that status alone will confer on me lack of loneliness and a certain amount of intimacy and a certain amount of being understood. And those aren't things that just happen. Those are things that good relationships have to work at, right?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Now, you asked, how do you break up? We're going to look at that here on The Bridge Loud next week. For this week, as you look at the moving forward piece, you know, post-breakup, how do you find love again? How do you not be lonely? I think the thing that we want to submit for you to think about is a word that you don't hear used very often, but it really captures what both Glenn and Matt are describing. And that word is companionship. That, in a lot of ways, is the answer for loneliness, is having a companion, someone who is joining you in a deep sense on the journey that is your life. That's not the same as just dating someone. Those are two right. very different things. Companionship comes from spending time and sharing your life with a person who understands you, who gets what makes you tick, with a person who celebrates you. They cheer you on. They believe in you. They celebrate your victories. And perhaps most importantly, a person who shares your core values. They know the things that are most important to you, and those things are really important to them too. If you don't have that kind of connection, it's pretty hard to have companionship with someone.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time with them. You can certainly have a physical relationship with them. That's not the same as companionship. That's a different thing. The question we need to look at is, how do we find that person we can have that depth connection with?
We'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
I'm going to speak to you.
Go! flesh of four, not a yitz of one. We leave behind a legacy of praise.
The Bridge Loud.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I just think it would be good if we took a break and I saw other podcasts.
Glenn's just cavorting with those trollops over at NPR.
Wow.
Also joining us, yeah, trollops, I said it.
Yeah.
On rock radio. Probably the first one who's ever done that.
Yeah.
So joining us, Jed Brewer, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together.
I got nothing. Those are both fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. As to, if it's anyone, it's me.
Yeah.
Let's just be clear about that. We're continuing to answer a question about breakups that comes into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to break up with my boyfriend, but I don't know how, and I don't want to be alone. Help. Now, Glenn, Jed, I think, very helpfully closed out that last segment by pointing out that if we there were things in the previous relationship that were lacking, it's a good idea to, as we move forward, to kind of look for things that will address that, someone who shares our values and someone who's kind of person we want to be with. That leads us to a question, not immediately a question of who, but maybe a question of where.
Where
should we start looking for these things?
But yeah, I think this is the true confessions part that, you know, there's a very old song that I'm dating myself by referencing, where the song's about looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes. Ooh, looking for love.
That's right. And for me, that was a big mistake that I was making. Mm-hmm. You know, I would go out dancing. I would, you know, hang out at the wherever. And I'm meeting these gals, and it's nice, and they're nice, and whatever. But there's just we're not making that deeper connection. And Jed was talking last segment about companionship and making a connection with somebody. And I realized, exactly as you're saying, I need to be in the right place for that. You know, so it's about looking for finding that place where that companionship can be found.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And Jed, let's look a little more specifically at where that is and where that may not be.
Sure. Well, not to put too fine a point on it, but we're all looking to find a soulmate. I mean, that's right. Kind of a hokey term, but that is what people are looking for. I mean, that's right. How we have a satisfying relationship. You're probably not going to find your soulmate at a bar at 3 a.m. at last call.
Right.
That's just, by the numbers, it's unlikely.
Right.
So here's the thing we want to encourage you to do. Do a little daydreaming. Do a thought experiment.
You may find Hep C.
That's a different matter.
Is that the name of a cocktail?
Okay, so do a thought experiment, do a little daydreaming. Where would your dream guy spend his time? And really, you know, shoot for the moon. He's super dreamy. Where does he spend his time? So maybe he volunteers at the animal shelter and he helps the wounded puppies. Great, we should all help the wounded puppies. The question is, are you volunteering at the animal shelter? If that's where Dreamerson is, are you there so that you can meet him?
Yeah.
We've got to go where Mr. Wright might be. And again, last call at the awful bar at 3 a.m. is probably not that. If you're not sure, here's two quick options that are generally good ones. First one is churches in your area probably have singles groups, which are a great way to meet other people. If you're not sure what a good one is, email us. We'd love to help you find one. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. The other thing to look at is eHarmony. It's a great site. We know a lot of people that have started wonderful relationships off of it. They do free weekends pretty regularly where you can give it a try. So if you're not sure, check out a church singles group. Try eHarmony. Give it a shot. But here's the key thing. Don't settle for a person that isn't what you're actually looking for. Find a person who gets you and celebrates you and invest in that relationship.
We'll be right back with a little bit more right here on The Bridge Loud.
When I mess Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I just miss the way things used to be.
Back to the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
We had a real magic and spark then. It's all gone.
Can't we just get the magic back, fellas?
Also joining us for the show, the man who puts the music together, Jet Brewer.
We should get an apartment together when this thing's over, Glenn.
Right now, I'm holding up a boombox above my head.
Sure. In the rain.
In the rain. But we can't play the audio of it because Peter Gabriel's people are litigious.
Yeah.
So we're just going to leave you to finish that 80s reference in your own head. We're on a youth-oriented Christian rock station, so I'm not sure to say anything's going to connect with the kids. They need to know about their cultural heritage.
That's right.
We are getting an answer to a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I want to break up with my boyfriend, but I don't know how and don't want to be alone. Help! Now, Glenn, often we tie this back to experiences we have with the work that we all do and you've been doing for many, many years, working with folks coming out of jail, coming out of addiction. But from what you said previously in this episode, I feel like you have a wealth of personal experience here
yes.
that you can use to help our friend out. If you will, a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
And what but from your own life, from helping folks out, get over this, you've done a lot. What's a little bit of extra you can give some folks here?
Well, I think for me, it was about recognizing I was chasing pleasure, but I wasn't chasing contentment.
Ah.
So two very different things. You know, there's an idea of enjoying something. There's nothing totally wrong with that. But it's the idea that I was never chasing satisfaction. I was never chasing that feeling of being full. And filled to the top. So that got me constantly chasing and chasing and chasing and never getting quite where I was going. And the truth is, I found that, you know, for me, that was my relationship with God. That was the relationship I was looking for that filled me all the way to the top. And then all these other relationships kind of took it to the next level.
It's a great point. Jed, anything you'd add to that?
Absolutely. Here's the thing that we want for you. We want you to be content. We want you to be satisfied. We want you to have a good life. And unfortunately, if you listen to people who come from religious backgrounds, sometimes you can get the sense that that's not what they want for you. They just want you to behave yourself. We want you to have a good life. We want you to be content. We want you to be satisfied. We want you to have the good stuff in life. There's a journey that will actually get there. And one of the key parts of that is taking things one step at a time. When we try and kind of jump ahead on things, it just tends to not work very well. I mean, an easy example of this is if you don't know how to ride a motorcycle and you just jump on one and gun the throttle, you're going to have a bad time.
Right?
So here, one of the things of it is the more that we invest in developing a relationship with God first, the better we're able to have a satisfying relationship with other people. That's just how it works. We want you to have that satisfaction. We found in our own lives that as we've invested in a relationship with God, it's enabled us to have really good relationships with other people. We want to encourage you to look in that for your own self because we want that satisfaction for you.
We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Will you save me? Will you save me? Wasn't me alone. There were more just like me, and you made them your own. Now we're united, yes, we're united by the blood to set us free. Brothers, sisters, my new family tree. It's our God. Understand me, then you understand me.